It's 4 o'clock by my watch, the only time that really matters. So, permit me to call to order the fourth meeting of the second open-ended informal intersessional meeting of the Proprietary Committee for the United Nations Conference on Sustainable Development. Distinguished delegates, much to my surprise, we still have speakers, so we will continue the discussions on the structure and format of the zero draft of the outcome document. Before we proceed, I would like to once again remind speakers to keep their statements as brief and succinct as possible. And for those who have problems with that, I'm here to help. Simply means then you should observe the time limit of 3 minutes. Speakers are requested to conclude their statements when their microphone light starts blinking at the end of the 3 minute time limit. Delegations are encouraged to provide the secretariat with copies of the full text of their statements for reference and for posting on the UNCSD website. Your cooperation on this matter is important in order to allow us to allow all those wishing to take the floor the opportunity to do so. The very first speaker on my list is the delegation of Montenegro.
Thank you, Mr. Gotcher. I would like to join other speakers in stressing the importance of adopting the roadmap for a green economy, which should contain specific goals, objectives, and actions at the international level. The transition to a green economy requires a well-balanced policy mix and financing mechanism. Choosing the most cost-effective and efficient policy mixes for the green economy needs to be country-specific and to rely on specific information and analysis. To this end, it is necessary to develop adequate national capacities and to secure international coordination. Furthermore, ecosystem services should be promoted through the concept of green economy. Ecosystem services valuation represents an important tool and a good argument in advocating for the green economy. With regards to the international level, we are all in agreement that the CSD, the main pillar of the international sustainable development system today, has not lived up to the hopes of the international community that set it up after the original Rio summit. It does not have the mandate to coordinate the globally implemented initiatives, programs and activities, and its resources have been significantly reduced in terms of its ability to provide support to the member countries. In the context of its reform, this capacity to provide direct expert and technical support to the member states, as the CSD once had, should be in the mandate of the new body that will emerge as a result of the Rio summit. This should be followed by a mandate to measure and review the progress made by all the member states, but also crossing the regions and globality. Mr. Kocher, the need to reform institutional framework for sustainable development is apparent in order to provide for adequate responses to current and future challenges, to bridge gaps in the implementation of the sustainable development agenda, as well as to accelerate global action towards a greener and more sustainable economy and eradication of poverty. International environment governance needs to be strengthened as a part of the broader institutional framework for the sustainable development reform. In that context, Montenegro supports the strengthening of UNEP to its transformation to the specialized environment agency. Creating multi-sectoral teams with the goal of monitoring and the implementation of the sustainable development strategies greatly increases the communication and coordination within the government. Many delegations stress the need for these bodies to be properly resources. Here we would like to stress the resources are needed in both financial and human capacities as no multi-stakeholders body, such as the councils or multi-sectoral body within the government, can function effectively over time unless it is supported by a work of a permanent expert secretariat designing solely to support its work. Mr. Co-Chair, we are of opinion that institutional framework for sustainable development at the national level needs to be expanded to include Parliament in an effort to strengthen the oversight and monitoring function. In that context, we welcome the idea of creating ombudsman person for future generation, which in some countries can be placed under the structure of the Parliament. Thank you.
Delegation of Taiwan.
Off.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Taiwan.
It's always a pleasure to see you in the chair, and allow me to ask you to convey to your distinguished co-chair my sincere congratulations on his recent election. I also welcome the opportunity to enjoy one another's company, as suggested by Undersecretary Xia Su-Kang yesterday, in addition to his other important insights in the state of play, as well as the pertinent issues and what is expected of us, the member states, leading up to Rio 20 in June. Thailand is aligning itself with a statement by Argentina on behalf of the Group of 77 and China.
Thailand,
Mr. Chairman, at the upcoming Rio Plus 20 conference, we agree on the need to come up with a new paradigm for development, one which places people at the center, one that will pursue poverty eradication and development through sustained, inclusive and equitable growth, environmental sustainability and fulfillment of human potential. On the issue of the outcome document, in our view, the Rio Plus 20 conference should result in a single outcome document that renews political commitment on sustainable development and is action-oriented in nature. The outcome must reaffirm Rio principles, Agenda 21, and the Johannesburg Plan of Implementation. The outcome needs to identify gaps as well as new and emerging challenges in order to suggest further interventions and implementations. The outcome also needs to ensure that the three pillars of sustainable development reinforce one another in an integrated and balanced manner. And lastly, the follow-up should ensure effective implementation. In this connection, Thailand would like to emphasize a few key points, Mr. Chairman. First, green economy should focus on critical such as sustainability and sustainable agriculture, integrated water resource management, sustainable energy, sustainable urbanization and disaster risk reduction and management. Second, sustainable consumption and production, or SP, is an important tool contributing to green economy. SCP can be promoted through public investment, tax regulations, research on green technology, and human resource development. Third, a development agenda must be a human agenda. For development to be sustainable, the maintenance and improvement of the health of the people is of extreme importance. The linkages of health, environmental, and socio-economic improvements require intersectoral efforts that involve education, housing, and social protection, including universal health care. Fourth, Mr. Chairman, the outcome needs to incorporate an enforcing mechanism and incentives to materialize capacity building, especially science and innovation, as well as transfer of environmentally sound technologies. Here, we are of the opinion that the UN system can play a role in assisting developing countries by enhancing or establishing centers of excellence in partnership with countries or relevant regional institutions at national, regional, and international levels in their respective areas of competence. Last but not least is the IFSD. We are of the view that while UNEP needs to be strengthened, it must work closely at the policy level with other organizations in the economic and social pillars, such as UNDP, UNCTAD, and WTO, for effective delivery at the country level. At the regional level, the regional commissions should continue to play an important role as principal implementing agencies in their respective regions. In addition, Mr. Chairman, Thailand is open to discussions and exchange of innovative ideas with other countries on Sustainable Development Council. Its primary goal should be to achieve a greater policy coherence on the three pillars throughout the entire system. In closing, Mr. Chairman, I take this occasion to reiterate our full support and commitment to the Rio Plus20. We look forward to working with all partners to help meet the needs of the present generation while preparing and work to allow the next generation meet theirs. Thank you.
Delegation of Norway.
Thank you, Chair. Norway favors a short, concise political outcome document. Actions and deliverables should be in focus. We agree with previous speakers who have emphasized the need for a forward-looking and result-oriented approach. We should build on the commitments from the past, not reiterate them. Sustainable development goals should be part of a renewed political commitment for sustainable development. The outcome document should otherwise be focused on the two conference themes. On green economy, a toolbox of available approaches, recommendations of policy options, instruments and best practices should be included. On the institutional framework, the outcome document should address the following three issues. One, an improved intergovernmental forum for sustainable development. Two, how to improve UN system-wide coherence. And three, reform of UNEP's governance structure. Norway would like to highlight two cross-cutting issues that should be dealt with under both themes. First, gender. Empowerment of women is an important catalyst and a precondition for change. Enabling women to participate fully and equally in the economy and in decision-making is crucial for sustainable development. And second, on implementation, we need to engage civil society and the private sector. We need new partnerships, new incentives, and new business models. We must look beyond ODA and public budgets in order to deliver. Thank you, Co-Chair.
Thank you very much, Norway. Could I then invite the IGO FAO?
Mr. Co-Chair, distinguished delegates, colleagues of the UN system, major groups, there will be no green economy without sustainable agriculture. This is the FAO's main overarching message for Rio Plus20. The agricultural sector, including crops, livestock, forestry, fisheries and food processing, will play a vital role in the transition to a green economy. While current practices contribute to over one-third of global greenhouse gas emissions, good management practices can result in an almost carbon-neutral sector, as well as the creation of environmental services and the generation of renewable energy, while also achieving food security. The agricultural sector can also be an engine for economic development and the creation of millions of green jobs, especially in the poorest countries. At the same time, food and nutrition security will have to be achieved as an integral part of the green economy. Only an economic system that results in improved human well-being and social equity, while significantly reducing environmental risks and ecological scarcity, will be able to deliver food security for over 9 billion people by 2050 in a resource-constrained world. The problem of undernourishment, with roughly 1 billion people going hungry, is also superimposed by the problem of micronutrient malnutrition, with roughly 1.7 billion people overweight and obese. FAO has launched this year a Greening the Economy with Agriculture initiative, GEA initiative, in the framework of its preparation for Rio Plus20. This initiative explores the linkages between green economy and the four pillars of food security. First pillar, availability, so food. bioenergy and natural resources availability for low footprint agriculture, forestry and fisheries. Second, access to food and productive resources to the poor and indigenous people, including decent rural livelihoods in a green economic context. Third, stability of food systems to macroeconomic and ecological variability. And fourth, utilization of low carbon food system, including sustainable diets, biosecurity, and waste management, notably the reduction of food waste, where a lot of gains can be obtained. Using this analytical work, FAO and the other Rome-based agencies, IFAD, World Food Programme, and Bioversity International, prepared a joint submission for the RioPlus20 outcome document. In the coming months, FAO and its partners will continue to develop their analysis of the interlinkages between green economy, sustainable agriculture, and food security, and to present concrete initiatives for a more sustainable food and agriculture, such as the Global Soil Partnership, the Water Platform, the Climate Smart Agriculture, UN Red, Food for Cities activities related to mountain development or to food waste, among others. Coming opportunity to discuss these messages and initiatives with governments and other stakeholders include notably the meeting of ministries of agriculture organized by Germany in Berlin in late January, the Farmers Forum organized by farmers' organizations just before the IFAD Council of Governance in mid-February, or targeted side events during the coming RioPlus23 intersessional or PrepCom meetings. Thank you very much for your attention.
My apologies to FAO for incorrectly referring to you as an IGO when you are a UN specialized agency. Right, that completes the list of speakers.
Thank you. Thank you.
Since there are no further requests, we have concluded the interactive and informative discussion phase of our intersessional meeting. Before we move to the concluding portion, we would need about 15 minutes or so to rearrange the podium. We are expecting an important guest. Well, actually, he's here already. Take the end of the conference.
Yeah.
But please, give us 15 minutes or so. So I'll suspend the meeting for 15 minutes. Again, we're using my watch, so that's important. See you in 15 minutes.